kids, people that read books are majoring in pretty hard subjects like doctor and law and stuff like that. So they have to be kind of smart.
Okay, what would you call a child in a school who's always seeking the praise and attention of a teacher?
A dunce.
Okay, and what do you call the first type of school that you go into when you're about 6 years old?
Your elementary school or your primary school? Either one. They have both kinds.
Okay, now which are which and how many grades are in each?
Well, your primary school, well, about 90% of schools around here, possibly more, or your elementary schools, they go from grade 1 through 8. But your primary schools, they go from about from grades 1 to 3, you know, to get you adapted to the situation of school. Mostly handle small kids that are afraid to go to school, don't want to leave their moms and stuff like that. So it's something like a kindergarten, but it's not that small, because you have 3 levels, you know, there.
Okay, and then you would go into?
High school, junior high or high school, according to how your system is going in your county or city.
Okay, what grades are junior high?
Well, some schools go from junior high from the 7th, go after they leave the 6th grade, they go 2 years from 7th to 8th grade junior high.
Okay, what kind of fence is usually found around a playground?
Wire fence, not barbed wire, but wire fences.
Okay. And what do you call the place that sometimes attached to a school? It's a big building where you can play sports in it.
Your stadium, your arena.
I say it's attached to a school. Would you?
Your gym.
And what kind of terms do you have for that? Any?
A court. Your gymnasium is, you know, long term for gym. Most we call it just a court. Squash, shoot some ball on the court. You know, that's all.
Okay. What do they call the place where the toilets are in the schools?
The guest house.
What?
Guest house. That's the slang name, the guest house. Well, they mostly just call it the restroom, the bathroom, you know.
Okay, I'm going to just name some different religious and racial and nationality groups. And I want you to tell me if you've heard of any names for any of these groups, slang names, derogatory or joking, anything like that. Okay, Orientals.
Japs.
Okay, now, does that refer to only Japanese, or what about Chinese and Koreans?
Well, most people see people with slant eyes, they just call them Japanese or Chinese. They don't know which nationality they are, but most people see that. The first thing they say is Jap, you know.
Okay, American Indians?
Reds.
What?
Reds.
Okay, Roman Catholics?
No, I never heard this slang name.
Okay, Protestants, especially the real fundamentalist groups.
Catholics, stuff like that.
How about Jews?
No, I never heard this slang name.
Okay, Germans?
No.
Low Germans?
No.
Italians?
No.
Poles?
No, certainly not.
Russians?
Reds.
Reds?
Uh-huh.
Czechs?
Mm-hmm.
Lithuanians?
No.
Englishmen? Irishmen?
No.
Scots?
No.
French?
No. Sexy.
Okay. Cajuns from Louisiana?
No.
Okay. Greeks? Cubans?
Mm-hmm.
Puerto Ricans?
No. You're Greeks. You're Greek rich people. That's why I'm rich.
Okay, Mexicans?
No, sneaky.
Okay, Scandinavians?
Mm.
Canadians?
No.
White people?
No.
What would you, what's the term for whites?
Well, honkies.
Okay, anything else? Anything you can think of?
No. Well, you could say niggers. Well, black and white, well, they consider each other, you know, some people, well, a white would call a black nigger, and a black, a white would call a black nigger, and a black would call a white nigger.